Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming inmate dies at Colorado Medical Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Department of Corrections announced the death of an inmate, 64-year-old James Bolig, who died on November 16th at the Banner North Colorado Medical Center in Greeley, Colorado. Bolig was convicted of his fourth DUI in Campbell County and was sentenced to 4 to 6 years on November 23rd, 2022 by District Court Judge Matthew Castano. Bolig was born in Denver, Colorado on July 7th, 1959. Per Wyoming Department of Correction policy, an autopsy will be conducted to determine the official cause of death. Wyoming DOC does not release protected health information. Superintendent Degenfelder joins effort to enhance collaboration between state education departments and the Department of Defense. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder has signed on to a letter to the Department of Defense from the Kansas Commissioner of Education, Randall D. Watson, and 29 additional state education leaders requesting a new information-sharing protocol for graduates who pursue a military career. According to the press release from the Superintendent for Public Instruction's office, the letter supports a new partnership to better understand military service as a post-secondary option through data sharing between states and the DOD. The data will allow state leaders to better understand how the military can be a successful career option and how to support military career readiness. The military is a unique and honorable career option, but the military branches are experiencing reduced enrollment and oftentimes turning away young Americans who would like to serve because they do not meet academic and physical requirements. Without data to accurately understand which students are serving, in what roles, and for how long, many states do not include military service as an indicator when they evaluate school and student success. Superintendent Degenfelder said, "We simply must do better at preparing our students for military service. Wyoming was a national leader in including military readiness in its school accountability model, but that is just the beginning of our effort to ensure that every student who is interested in serving his or her country is informed and prepared to do so upon graduation." The group of state education leaders propose a model data sharing agreement similar to ones made between the DOD and the Department of Labor to add state-specific enlistment and service day to longitudinal data systems. The start of this work would include the creation of a working group that defines military career readiness, specifies outcomes to measure success, and determines a framework within which to measure. The working group would also be charged with developing secure and lawful data protocols and policies. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.